Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to first and picks off Farrell. Two outs. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Farrell for a passed ball. Bloodworth moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York moves to third. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. York scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Radcliffe. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Clift applying the tag. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets is hit by the pitch. Franklin moves to second. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Bloodworth moves to third. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagyeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagyeling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagyeling strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Gutteridge moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-2 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bloodworth bunts for an out with unknown description. Trout moves to second. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Farrell moves to second. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2. And the Browns too. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields the ball and throws to Trout covering. Safe. Stevens scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 3-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tebbets bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hitchcock pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Ned Harris pinch hits for Jimmy Bloodworth. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.